Good morning, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Grow Siouxland right here on KSCJ. I'm Heidi Ranking with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, filling in for our dearly departed, just kidding, Mr. McGowan's on vacation. Thanks to Chris Bogenry from the team at NAI United for sponsoring Grow Siouxland every Saturday morning, and pretty excited because I drew the fun card for this interview. Sometimes I get in here and I don't really know the people very well, but I think I know you two pretty well, and this is going to be a pretty fun half hour on Saturday morning radio. I want to welcome from Filthy Bin, we have Jeffrey DeMars and Dirk Richoux. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Heidi. How are you? Thank you for having us.
Now, Dirk, you were just telling me that you kind of wanted to be in the radio biz.
I did. I had big dreams as a teenager being on the radio, and it just didn't work out that way.
Well, dreams, we don't have to give up on them, so this could be your shot. I mean, this is, we can record this, we can send tapes out.
I think we should do that then. This is going to be my new start to my old future. Yeah, I like that.
Well, we're talking today about your brand new business, Filthy Bin, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But first, let's tell everybody a little bit about you guys. Who wants to go first? Jeffrey, Dirk. Dirk is going first. So, yeah, older first. Older goes first.
Yeah, so I'm Dirk Richoux, lifetime resident of Sioux City, born and raised here, graduated from West High School and proud Wolverine. And then after high school, just moved on to the military, spent 5 years in the military, and after the military, went to college, and somehow I ventured off into other places but found myself back home.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do right now full-time?
So I'm the director of IT for Gelina North America down in Sergeant Bluff, a global manufacturer of gelatin, one of the best companies in Siouxland, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I've been there for about 11 years, but I've been in the IT business for about 25, and it's been a great career.
Now, when you first arrived at the studio this morning, Charlie Stone happened to be here, and he said, how do I know you, young man? And you said, well, I went to high school with your daughters. I thought it was going to go south there for a second,
but it was
all good.
No, good daughters, not like that. And I think really Charlie was one of the reasons why I did want to get into radio, because he was big into radio at the time, and he was playing rock music when we were teenagers, right? He was at the other stations, and we all listened to him, and then he always did the DJing and the MC work at West High events. Mm-hmm. And he's got a great voice, right?
He has a
great voice, and that's very attractive to want to get into radio. And I think he was part of that.
And you were also in a very, very highly followed contest many years ago where you were trying to win a vehicle.
I did.
Siouxland might remember this.
I hope they don't. And if they do, please forget it. But yeah, I was mentioning to you earlier, about 21 years ago, I somehow got entered into a contest from people at work to sit in a car for 10 days and try to win the ugliest car they ever made.
Ugliest car ever made.
It was, right? Mm-hmm. I think they only did it for 1 or 2 years.
Because of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, just it didn't sell very well. And I sat in that car for 10 days. And I know being on the radio with you in the studio, with the car in the studio, I think, at one point, and I know we sat on the inside a TV station for overnight and a casino and the mall. It was quite creepy. It was very creepy. I did make it all 10 days. I'm glad to say that I did not win. And the right person did win, no doubt about that. But yeah, that was a long time ago.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Bruce Miller. Bruce, he drove us crazy, didn't he?
He was all about this contest.
He still is, all
of the background on all of those reality TV shows.
Yep. Yeah, which was a great show. Mm-hmm. The contest itself, not so good.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was.
I think I owe you an apology, actually. Sorry for all of that.
And I accept that, and then I'll apologize to Siouxland for the same thing. Yeah.
And Mr. Jeffrey, so tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I grew up in the Storm Lake area, graduated from Elta High School, and proceeded to go on to Briarcliff here in Sioux City. Joined the 185th Air Guard my junior year of college, after trying to figure out life a little bit and where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do for a career. I knew I wanted to be in the military to follow my father's footsteps, mm-hmm. Who served 26 years in the Army. I proceeded to graduate, did a few deployments, spent 12 years in the 185th out here in Sioux City. Recently got out a couple years ago, and have been working at Mid-American in the fleet division since then. So.
So how did you two meet? How did that, have you always known each other?
We have not. We were neighbors. I moved in to Windstone out in Jefferson, South Dakota, almost 10 years ago. And I believe the Rochus were already there at the time.
And Dirk was sleeping in his car.
And Dirk was probably still hanging
practice.
Out in his car.
The actual first time I met him as a neighbor, that's when the tornado came through.
Oh, that's right.
And
literally.
Yeah, literally. The tornado came through and it ended. And I walk outside and I see damage to his house, windows broken. And his wife is just going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go over to help. And that's kind of how we met as neighbors, even though he lives right across the street.
But we literally just moved in maybe a couple months prior. We're still kind of come home from work, close the garage door, like those kind of people until mm-hmm. we started getting out and being extroverts a little bit and talking to people and getting to make friends. But yeah, Dirk and all the other neighbors came over on that tornado, and that's how we all became pretty good friends. And since then, I mean, it's a hangout every weekend, it seems like. The kids are playing. They're all the same age. Great little area that we live in. So
you guys are neighbors. You yeah. both work full-time at other jobs, have kiddos, family life. How did this idea for Filthy Bin come about?
Yeah, it was...
Do you have a few minutes?
We have a few minutes. Yes, we do.
Can we tell the funny version or just the normal version?
Let's go funny.
I'll tell the funny version
okay.
because it gets there. So 4th of July weekend of last summer, we're having a big neighborhood party, and we have been doing this for a handful of years. We really blow up the neighborhood with fireworks, and the kids are always out playing and having a lot of good times. And the weekend ends. We fill up his trash bins, my trash bins, a few other neighbors' trash bins. Trash guy comes, picks him up. A couple of days later, Jeffrey's yard still looks like a mess. His wife's yelling at him. Hey, when are you going to get this cleaned up? And then he's starting to yell at the other neighbors. When are you going to come help me clean it up?
Right.
So we did. And Jeffrey's a little OCD. And I mean that in a good mm-hmm. sense. It's like a term of endearment, right? And so gets the garden hose out and he's like...
cleaning.
Crawling
oh.
in his trash bins. He lays them on the side and he's hosing them out and he's like scrubbing them. Now, I've never done this.
I've never seen this.
I never have either. Mm-hmm. And so he's cleaning and he's like, hey, when are you guys going to help out with the other bins? And I'm like, well, I kind of felt bad. So I started doing it. We did this for 3 hours and they weren't clean. His driveway has like little debris of food and gum and whatever else that stuff
remnants
is
from the party.
Right.
I had bleach on my hands and my clothes. Bree brought out, his wife brought out vinegar, and the wives are laughing at us, by the way. They're taking pictures and thinking this is a big joke.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know that at the time. And so we're down there for 3 hours cleaning out these trash bins. And we get done and we're like, we're done with this. We're not doing this. Because he wants them really spick and span. And he just says there's got to be a better way. And so I walk away done thinking we'll never talk about trash.
The better
bins.
Way is never doing it
right.
ever again.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so a couple of days later, he tells me at the concert down at the Hard Rock, he's like, hey, I found a better way to clean trash bins. He says, they make trucks and people, this is a business. And I'm like, what? I've never heard of this. And so he starts telling me about it. And then I start looking into it. And he's right. It's like, it's a big business in other places. And there's companies that make trucks specially just to clean trash bins. It's a service in all the in the southern states and on the East Coast. And then we started to find out that it's here around mm-hmm. our Midwest area, Des Moines, Lincoln, Sioux Falls, Omaha. And we started looking into it daily. And next thing you know, we're both really serious about getting into this. And... well, that's what we did. 2 months later, we decided we were going to go buy a truck.
So, Jeffrey, was this something that you had done? I mean, you were always cleaning your bins. This was just a normal...
I am pretty OCD, like Dirk said. It's just a creature of habit, I guess. I grew up in a very military-style home. You know,
sure.
You make your bed, clean your vehicles, scrub the floors. It's just, I like to be clean. I've always been that way. So, yes, always kind of tried to keep my trash bins clean by, you know, putting everything into a trash bag before putting it into your trash bin.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, with a 5-year-old at the time.
And neighbors.
And neighbors, you know, and my wife, Bree, that always wanted to have parties at her house. People would get done eating and they just lift up the lid and throw whole plate in there. Or my kid would, you know, God knows what she would put in there at the time. I always tried to clean it or rinse it out. But the bigger problem was, is like, it was such a pain by getting out a hose and the vinegar and everything. And then on top of that, it killed your yard once you dumped it all out. And we always try to have pretty nice yards out in our neighborhood. So that's simply how I Googled, well, there's got to be a better way to clean a trash can.
Well, we're going to talk a lot more about filthy bins in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. You guys are involved with a lot in the community with the Siouxland Freedom Park Midwest Honor Flight. We're going to talk about how you have turned this business into helping the community as well. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, sponsored by NAI United and Mr. Chris Bogenreef. We'll be right back.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hawkstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. This is Heidi Ranking filling in for Chris McGowan of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We want to thank our sponsors of Grow Siouxland, Chris Bogenreef and the team at NAI United for sponsoring Grow Siouxland every Saturday morning. And we're going to jump back in talking to the nice gentleman from Filthy Bin, Jeffrey DeMars and Dirk Richoux. Now, we were talking about Jeffrey being a little OCD, likes things clean, neighbors, Dirk, I mean, kind of trash in his place, getting it all cleaned up. We've Googled it. We found this new way to clean trash bins. And you just did it? Let's just do it?
Yeah, so we didn't necessarily have a ton of planning. We kind of jumped in head first and said, we're going to figure it out as we go. That was our big motto.
Well, we did a lot of homework. I mean, we talked to dozens of people in the business in other cities. And we also went to Lincoln, where a 20-year-old college kid started his own business doing this in Lincoln a year previous.
Really?
And so we drove around with him for a day.
Just to learn the process and see how it goes and what it all entails, because we were clueless, essentially, besides seeing the few videos and talking to a few people. The young entrepreneur that gave us the opportunity to come down and follow him showed us the ropes and, hey, this is how you know, your jobber accounts work and scheduling, and this is the basics of the truck. We had no idea what the insides of the trucks looked like. We knew that they were, you know, made in Texas and made in Florida. We knew what they looked like. We just didn't know how they operated even, or what the process was from start to finish on pulling up to a resident's house, cleaning their trash bins, and putting them up by their garage when you're completed with the service.
So people that had not been at the 4th of July party, and you kind of talked about doing this to other friends or with your family, did anybody say, this is bonkers? Who's going to, who wants their trash bins cleaned?
Most.
I think Dirk thought I was crazy.
I did think he was crazy.
I just, you know, when literally we seen it on, I've seen it on TikTok, social media platforms after I started Googling, and it starts showing up and I'm like, this is crazy. This is actually a thing. And I kept hitting Dirk. I'm like, dude, let's do this. Let's try this. Let's own and operate a veteran business in Siouxland that is new, unique, and still offers a luxury service to the neighborhoods that we all live in to clean things and make it a better place, essentially, in your garage, eliminating flies and the smell and the odor and all the gross stuff that is involved in a trash can. I think it was just a chance for us to start a business
that we thought would work and that people would want. And we're overwhelmingly surprised that we were right.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I am OCD. Everybody that knows me knows I'm OCD. And I thought, this is brilliant, right? And then you guys did your ribbon cutting with the chamber. And I thought, okay. Jeffrey's like, nope, we're going to show you exactly how this works. And our trash bin outside was pretty gross.
It was.
And then it was kind of cold that day, kind of windy. So then you said, I'm just going to kind of show you. And that thing was like brand new. And I'm thinking, why aren't people doing this? Because they're gross. You throw all of this trash in there. They smell, they stink, they sit outside in the sun. You never clean them because they're disgusting.
And then you have to put them back in your garage in most neighborhoods.
Yes.
Or people put them on the side of their house, which only attracts the insects, the rodents, even more. So it does create a problem. There's a real solution here with this service, right? It does actually provide a real service. And that's what we're finding, actually, is more people have those problems, and that's why they call us.
Mm-hmm. How do you manage working full-time? And that's exactly when you started talking about this young entrepreneur teaching you about the scheduling. I mean, how do you manage working full-time, a family, and now running a business as well?
I mean, with everything, there's a good work-life balance that you have to separate. And Dirk and I have figured out our day jobs come first throughout the day, with him working at Jalita and myself at Mid-American. We focus on those, you know, our Monday through Fridays. We might have to take vacation once in a while. We did, especially when it started and things like that. But we have a couple of employees now, a couple of part-time guys that are working for us. That helps a lot. And it's a lot of, last night we were working on the truck at 10:30 at night still last night. So it's a lot of evening work on our ends, but we're finding ways and time to make it work. The weekends are definitely involved with filthy bin stuff.
Recovery time.
Yeah. Recovery time. Yeah,
just getting things ready to go.
Ready to go again.
You mentioned something when you said, you told Dirk, let's do this. Let's have this veteran owned business. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing with the community, because it's not just about filthy bin and making money. It really is about helping the community and giving back.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, one of our core tenants, well before we actually said yes to this and actually went and did this and bought the truck and started the business, was one of the things that I think is familiar with both of our families is kind of the service of others, right? Mm-hmm. We're both military and our families are very supportive of nonprofits and a lot of veteran causes and military causes locally and nationally. We've both been involved in those things for years. And so it was just kind of a natural thing. It's like, you know, what would be really cool is if we could start a business, grow it enough where we're going to need employees and find veterans who want to come and work. And veterans, especially who are in transition or in a bad place and need to get back to having a sense of purpose, either short term, long term, whatever. And then at the same time, we are a business, so we do want to make money, but then we want to find opportunities to give back in our local community to those types of veteran causes. And that we've done that already. We've been able to, in little ways, we've been able to help Siouxland Freedom Park. We've been able to help Midwest Honor Flight and a nonprofit out of Jackson, Nebraska called Contact Front at the RevTac Range in Jackson. And they are also doing good things, right, supporting veterans and have great causes. So in our little way, financially, we've been able to donate some money to them while we're still trying to get this business off the ground. And that's what we want to continue to do.
So talking about getting the business off the ground, if people are interested in having you guys come out and clean their trash bins, how do they get a hold of you? How do they schedule it? And then what does it look like when you guys show up?
Yeah, it's a pretty simple process. Filthybin.com. You go online. It's a rather simple process. A few clicks. It asks what day your trash is picked up, who your hauler is, what kind of service you would like. It lists all the different frequencies with the prices that are given right there and up front, so you're not shocked by anything. We receive that. We send you a quote, a hassle-free quote. Once you approve that quote, we get you listed on the schedule probably the following week or the next, within 2 weeks or so, I would say, depending on the schedule availability. And we start coming to your place. You receive a text the night before confirming your visit or just making you aware that, hey, Filthy Bin will be coming by. It's pretty hassle-free.
You can also give us a call at 712-212-1223. But filthybin.com makes it really easy.
And you don't even have to really be home. The bins are outside. You guys can
right.
We do
come
your
on,
thing.
We come on your trash collection day. So whatever service frequency you've signed up for, which is most people are doing monthly or quarterly service, but we just follow your trash hauler, and we stop on the same day that the trash is already out. They empty it, we clean them, and we bring them right back up to your house.
So what's next then? You guys have kind of started here. You have a nice groundwork. You've been at a lot of vendor events. You were just at the home show. So what's next? What's this next year going to bring?
Well, I think we have a realistic goal of where we want to be at our one-year mark, which is the Labor Day weekend. And to be honest with you, we've had goals. We've had short three-month goals, and we exceeded our first three-month goal, which was overwhelming. Siouxland really supported us. There's no doubt about that. Where the home show was another great event for exposure, and we're actually on track to exceed our goal by Labor Day. And if we can get there, I would say that we've got a sustainable business to keep working on. And who knows, maybe we see a fleet of trucks, because we have a lot of calls for areas outside of the immediate Siouxland area. And it's just not feasible yet to get up there and provide our service. But there's a lot of demand all over Siouxland, not just in the immediate area.
Well, my big question is, after this interview, are you now OCD? Are your trash bins clean, Dirk?
I'm probably more OCD than I ever was because I just don't want my neighbor to show me up all the time. Plus, when he gets into my truck or he sees me driving the truck and then he gets into it and he says, why is that here? Why is that there? So I'm trying to get a little bit better.
Join us on the dark side, Dirk. It's fine.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I mean, I'm old
Take
enough.
Take care of your stuff. It lasts longer.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm old enough to do that, I think.
Well, give everybody your phone number and your website one more time.
Yeah, you can give us a call at 712-212-1223 or visit us at filthybin.com, filthybin.com.
Well, I think your time in radio, both of you, you've done a really good job this morning. It wasn't so bad, right?
Yeah, thanks. It was a pleasure.
It's easier with you here than Mark.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't tell him I said that.
Right. So, Filthy Bin, we could maybe have our own show.
Absolutely.
That's a great idea.
We'll get our own theme song.
We could have callers call in and tell us how disgusting their adventures were in cleaning their bins.
We give some prizes out.
Exactly.
It's good.
Makes for great radio. I can see it now.
We'll find out. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. And thanks especially to our sponsors, Chris Bogenreef and his team at NAI United. This is Heidi Ranking filling in for Chamber President Chris McGowan. Thanks for joining us this morning on Grow Siouxland right here on KSEJ. Have a great Saturday, and we'll see you next weekend.